I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. So today, we're going to go deep on what a healthcare overhaul could mean for the opioid crisis and for a very vulnerable group of Americans. One aspect of the Senate bill that's being discussed, cuts to future Medicaid spending. That's a really big deal in Ohio. It's a Republican-controlled state, but one where Medicaid was expanded by the governor, John Kasich, under the Affordable Care Act to about 700,000 people. Ohio is also in the middle of the opioid epidemic.
What you hear on the streets from police officials is that it's getting out of control. From the coroners are telling us that they don't have enough room to keep all the overdose bodies.
That's Marlene Harris-Taylor. She covers healthcare for WVIZ PBS IdeaStream in Cleveland. We spoke earlier, and I asked her what would happen in Ohio if the Senate healthcare bill were to pass.
Well, it depends on who you talk to, but according to our own governor, Governor Kasich, he says it would be catastrophic for the state of Ohio. Some 500,000 people would probably lose their coverage from the Medicaid expansion. And even Ohio Senator Rob Portman, who's a Republican, has serious reservations about this expansion. Right now, he's one of the holdouts because he's really worried about this opioid crisis. And he feels like cutting people off of Medicaid when they have been able through this expansion to access treatment will be terrible. It'll be a big setback for the state.
There is a school of thinking that I've heard people cite that say, well, enabling access to insurance and therefore pain clinics and opioids made the epidemic worse. Does that hold any water, according to your reporting?
I don't think so, because what I have been told by all the experts is what made the epidemic worse was the free access or the easy access, I should say, to pain pills. And especially in southern Ohio, there's an area of southern Ohio that's considered part of Appalachia. And the area is very depressed economically. And there were these what they call pill mills there, where doctors who were unscrupulous were prescribing these pain pills. People just walked in off the street and they would give it to them for anything. And so many people in that area became addicted. The state found out about this. They cut off access to these pill mills, you know, trying to do the right thing. But then you had a big group of people who suddenly couldn't get access to these prescriptions and they turned to heroin. And that's kind of the path that you find a lot of people have followed to this terrible addiction. So it's difficult for me to understand how providing treatment for people who want to get clean is fueling a crisis.
When you look at sort of the landscape of what has changed in Ohio since the ACA went into effect, what do you see?
Well, one of the things that you do not so much see, but you hear about from the medical community especially, the medical community says that people are now accessing care who could not access care before. And that's one of the reasons that all of the major hospitals in this area and across the state, really, including Cleveland Clinic, which is well known around the country, have come out against this bill because they have seen the results. They see that even though some people who came in through the expansion are still using the emergency room at rates that they shouldn't, when those folks do go to the emergency room, they now have some insurance. So the hospitals are now getting paid. The hospitals before would have to just write that off as a loss, and then they would pass that cost on to other consumers, people with private insurance. So the hospitals say that they now have that stream of money coming in that they didn't before to cover this group. Also, another thing to keep in mind is I spoke with a gentleman who's the executive director of a group that provides treatment for folks who are addicted. And he told me because of the expansion, he's been able to increase his staff 25% to try to help the people who are addicted. That's because they have the Medicaid insurance. So if suddenly the Medicaid expansion were to go away, he wouldn't have that revenue stream. And he said he likely wouldn't be able to keep those people on. And that's another worry that's been expressed by many medical groups across the state is that, you know, the hospitals are the number one employers in most communities now. And if the Medicaid expansion goes away, that's going to mean a loss of many jobs.
Marlene Harris-Taylor covers healthcare for WVIZ PBS Idea Stream in Cleveland. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lizzie.